You are listening to the No Naija series. We bring you amazing facts and history of Nigeria and its people. Follow us on Twitter at No Naija Pod. Would you like to support us? Please go check out our Patreon page in the description. You can also advertise your businesses here. Reach out to us through our email, nonaijapodcast@gmail.com.
What is it like being a Nigerian living in Germany? Hi, my name is Kelechi Udonsikalo, and I'm the host of Nigerians to the World. And today, in Nigerians to the World, I will be talking to Gerard Ehidom, who is a Nigerian living in Germany. Hi, Gerard. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Yourself?
I'm okay. Thank you for joining us today on the show. Okay, so I'm going to start with the first question.
Mm-hmm.
Which part of Nigeria are you from?
Okay, I'm Igbo. I'm originally from Imo State, from Olu, and my mom is from Abia State. Mom is from Okagwe, basically in Abia.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty amazing to know. We have something in common there. You are from Abia. I'm also from Abia. It's good to have you on the show, Gerard. Okay.
Yeah, we are. Pleasure.
When you were in Nigeria, which elementary school and also high school did you attend, if you did so in Nigeria?
Well, I attended, last school I remember was, I think it was in Festac, St. Jude's Primary School, I think. St. Jude's Primary School in Festac. I don't know if it still exists, but that was the last school I attended.
Okay. So for those who don't know, Festac is in Lagos State, and Lagos State is the most populous city in West Africa. Okay, so let's talk about yourself, your story. How did you end up in Germany?
Okay, well, first of all, I never came directly to Germany because when we moved from Nigeria with my mom and my sisters, we went to Italy originally. So Italy was my base where I basically grew up. Most of my adulthood and everything else, even before that, obviously, because I left Nigeria. But so in Italy, that was where we moved to begin with. And it was fun, it was all right. But at some point, as I got older, and obviously you become your own man, you start to think for yourself, and you're able to like access and really assess your surroundings and see where you may find a better future for yourself. So I decided to leave Italy and I moved to Germany, you know. So yeah, I moved originally, when I moved to Germany, I moved to Munich. It's been over 5 years now when I moved to Germany. So I moved to Munich initially, and so that's how I got to Germany, really. I just realized that Italy wasn't really doing much. Italy wasn't really giving what it should give. So I decided to leave, and I'm in Germany now for over 5 years.
Okay. Oh. That has been a whole lot of time you've been there. And that knowing that you don't really move from Nigeria to Germany, and that your journey began from Italy, and that you also discovered that Italy was not for you, and then you had to look for another place you would move to continue your career pursuit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about your stay in Germany. You've been there for 5 years now, just like you said, you've been in Munich. So what are the people like? What do you love about the people?
So initially, when I first got here, being that Munich was very close to Italy, so it was very refreshing to see some Italians in Munich at the time. You know, it's full of Italians, so I speak Italian, so it was easy for me to ask questions and try to blend in properly and see what's happening and so on and so forth, and network with people. And of course, Nigerians, anywhere you go, if you don't say Nigerian, just pack your bag and leave.
Sure.
When I got there, I saw loads of Nigerians as well. So the combination of Italians and Nigerians was useful in understanding the climate, what's happening. But especially the Nigerians themselves, they were really welcoming to me. My guys, they know themselves, you know. No need to shut them out yet. They really like took care of me, you know, made sure I was grounded, you know, kept my feet on the ground, you know, they looked after me, you know. It was really, of course, it's a struggle because I just came from Italy to Germany. It's a total different culture. The language is different. I couldn't speak German. It's flipping cold. It's colder than Italy. It's freezing, you know. So it was a a shock. It was a drastic change. And culturally poor, it's even like, I mean, in Italy, there are things you can, it's obviously a lot easier. But Germany, the core of staying here comes from the language itself. So not being able to speak German was like a huge, huge hindrance, like a stumbling block in the beginning. So yeah, culturally poor. I'm even still discovering German culture right now. Like, it's not, culturally, it's not the easiest place that you can come and settle in. It takes some time. It takes a while.
Okay, so thank you for, you know, helping us to understand about how you felt the Niger culture when you moved to Germany. So now I would want us to also look at this perspective. Okay, how the Germans, you know, what are they like? You know, your first experience, you know, maybe your first week, your first month, how they felt, or how, you know what I mean?
I mean, cool. Like, what can I say, really? I mean, it's tough. Like, if you can't speak the language, then you can't communicate. That is the first foundation. So not being able to communicate, you know, I had to use, like, Google Translate if I need to, like, ask a question. I need to get somewhere. I'm always on my phone trying to translate and tell people I need to get here. I mean, people are willing to help, obviously, but I mean, let's not forget also, there are quite a large number of Germans that speak English as well. So it was kind of useful in the beginning, just in terms of socializing and getting around. But from a actual bonding of trying to bond with people, trying to get to know people better, trying to work, you need to speak German. So that was like a huge thing as well, you know? So, I mean, in general, they're nice though, you know? You're just like normal people, really. They're very cordial, respectful, you know? Just not the standard, really. But yeah, it falls back on the language, really. So not being able to speak German, yeah, so the level of communication and being able to like integrate yourself quicker takes longer.
Okay, so that means the language, learning the language was a barrier. So
that's number one.
Yeah, so that was a barrier. Okay, then that means it was kind of difficult also to communicate with the people. And then thank God for technology, you'll be able to use Google Translator to be able to have conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lesson of having technology. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So let's also talk about some of the responses you get, you know, after Niger person, after Niger boy, like when you talk to them and then you tell them, oh, I'm a Nigerian. So what are some of the responses you are likely to get?
Well, nothing really. People don't think about Germans. They don't really care about such things, you know, like from my experience anyway, people would, I mean, obviously if you're asking me if there's racism anyway, you know, let's just get that out of the way. If we're talking about racism, as long as you've got this skin color, this skin tone, you're going to get that anywhere and everywhere, especially from an institution point of view. Even though the local normal person down the street may not be racist towards you, but from an institutional level, you might find some level of, you know, discrimination. It's normal. But from a, like I said, from a normal, like, person you see every day, you're not special to them, you know. Being Nigerian is not special, you know. You're just like a normal person. As long as you treat them with respect, you get respect back. But obviously, someone like me now, I like to stay in my own lane. I don't really like, I mean, I'm not a loner, but I'm a very in my own lane type of person, you know. Of course, I've got friends, but I mean, it doesn't really make a difference being Niger or Ghana or where you're from. The only impact of being a Nigerian is that there are loads of Nigerians here. So if I need this, if I need that, if I need whatever I need, I can call. If I'm new to a city, people can link me up. It's easy to basically network as being a Nigerian here, I guess.
Okay. So now you've talked about this now. Okay. So can you also, you know, tell us about the diversity of the population in your city? You know, you just talked about having a lot of Nigerians.
So when I first came, I lived in Munich. Munich was, the diversity was quite, was, I mean, the loads of West Africans, obviously Nigerians, few Ghanaians. We had people from Sierra Leone. There's quite a lot of people from Sierra Leone, very obviously, because they speak Pidgin as well. You just know. So we're able to connect. Sierra Leone is also there. Guinea. I got a few Kenyans, well, very little, but mainly in Berlin, but in Munich, but very, I got a Kenyan friend, very few of them. And yeah, but then obviously Italians, because that's how, that's also my, one of my way of getting around through Italians, because I obviously have the background as well. A bit of Spanish people, Portuguese. It's quite mixed, you know, quite like a melting pot. But comparing that to where I'm staying currently now in West Germany, it's different. Of course, you've got Nigerians, but a lot of Nigerians and Ghanaians as well. Less Italians here because Munich is very close to Italy compared to where I am right now. So you have more Italians in Munich, but where I'm staying now, there's less Italians, but there are a lot of Nigerians for sure.
Okay. Thank you for, you know, talking about how diverse the population of the city where you live in is.
Of course, I can't forget Turkish people as well. That's okay. Like Turkish people are like second citizens of Germany, basically.
Okay. So let us also, you know, talk about the diversity of the food there. You know, as a Nigerian, you know, we have our food, we have our recipe, we have our cuisine. So let's talk about the food diversity there.
To be honest, there's no, like, I mean, there's a lot of meat, cheese. I mean, just to be honest, German food is nothing special. Let's just be honest. German food is nothing special, so I don't eat German food. I just focus on Nigerian food, you know, our soup, you know, jollof rice, yam, plantain. Maybe if I'm in a hurry, I'll just make pasta, spaghetti quickly, you know. So, yeah, I don't really eat German food, to be honest. Nothing special. There's nothing there for me.
Okay. So that means you don't love the food, and then I don't know. maybe because the Nigerian food, you so much love it. Okay, so, but is there any German recipe that you would recommend to someone?
Honestly, I don't know. Let me think. German, well, a very fast food, I guess. There's something we call currywurst and pommes. So currywurst is basically sausage, you know, normal sausage. Okay. And then you have pommes. Pommes is just basically fries, chips. So fries and currywurst. So that's basically chips. So fries and sausage. And you put like a sauce on it. That's it. That's like a fast, a very common fast food in Germany. And yeah, I mean, in Munich, there's something called Obadza, which is basically it's made out of cheese. It's like a very, what color was it? Like orangey, pinkish color with cheese and egg. Obadza, that's Munich delicacy, just for Munich. And then you have the usual stuff. You have like maybe like Bratkartoffel, just stuff with like meat, basically. It's a lot of meat stuff. But yeah, it's not my forte, so I don't really eat them.
Okay. Now, you just talked about Nigerian food there in Germany. Mm-hmm. So are there like Nigerian restaurants or African restaurants over there?
Oh yeah, I mean, in Munich, there are more, obviously in bigger cities, there are more Nigerian restaurants and stuff. But in a city nearby where I live, you have a Nigerian restaurant as well. There is like a kiosk, a Ghanaian kiosk, where you can buy some Ghanaian food, which is obviously similar to Nigerian food. You can get away with that. But you also find a lot of African, Afro shops. So African shops where you can buy food stuff, basically. You know, I can buy raw basmati rice, president rice, I can buy plantain, I can buy yam, I can buy even pear, you know. But there's no ukwa yet, but I can buy fish, stockfish, you know, gari, pounded yam, whatever. So it's mainly egusi. I'll just buy like food stuff from the Afro shop and then I'll cook at home. But restaurants, yeah, in bigger cities, there are some restaurants for sure.
Okay. So now, you know, I'm loving this experience, you know, you're just sharing there. So now, let's talk about the events. you know, the activities that, you know, happens there. So what are some of the activities that people, you know, look out for over there?
For activity, I mean, it mainly comes down to the weekends, really. Like, so for example, if you've got birthdays, you go birthdays, you have a good time, or you go to clubs, you go to pubs, you know, like Düsseldorf is not far from me now. So before the lockdown and all this pandemic, I could go to Düsseldorf on a night out. Like if there's like a Latin event, I like to dance to reggaeton and merengue salsa. So I would go to those clubs, which are specific to my taste of music, or maybe R&B, slow jams. I will go to those specific clubs, those specific nights. And or sometimes I might just chill with my friends at a shisha bar. Or in some cases, for example, in Germany, we have Oktoberfest, which is starts in end of September to October. So, but that's mainly from Munich. It's a beer festival.
Okay.
So it's a beer festival for Munich. However, most big cities around Germany also have their own version of the Oktoberfest. So it's basically you just dress up in like a native German Munich wear, and then you go to like a beer, basically what we call like a beer parlor in Nigeria. So it'd be like a beer garden, like a place, just long chairs, long tables, just to drink beers all day. But I've been there once, because in Munich, it's obviously being originally from Munich, the actual festival itself is a 10 times better experience. So I highly recommend anyone who wants to come to Germany or Munich specifically to go to Oktoberfest. It's like for like 2 weeks, that's the only thing that's happening. Just drinks. And if you love beer, I mean, in Germany, beer is cheaper than water. So, yeah, you'll be fine.
that's crazy. So now, you know, you talked about rock dancing, okay? And then you talked about reggae. So I want to know, I also believe that also the audience also would like to know, how big is Afrobeat in Germany?
Oh, Afrobeat is poor. It's big. It's getting bigger as well. I remember 2 years ago, I had my football team I play. We had like a function at a pool party, and then the DJ was just playing Afrobeat the whole night.
Wow.
And I was shocked, because I've never had that experience before. I was like, hold on a second, where's this guy from? I looked, is that guy black? Is he Nigerian? No, it's not. He's just a white guy. And I said, bro, how'd you get? He's like, oh yeah. He was just saying, no, he listens to Afrobeat every time. He was just banging Wizkid, Burner, Davido the whole night. Like even the low-key artists was banging them the whole night. So Afrobeat is constantly rising, you know, even among my friends, my non-Nigerian friends, I can see the change. You can just see the whole culture shifting. It's constantly growing. Yeah, it's growing.
Sure. Afrobeat to the world.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So now let's go back again to the people of Germany. So like, what is it like, you know, dating there? What is it like, you know, going out on a date?
So dating, I mean, with Germans specifically, I haven't really had the greatest experience. Just from I tend to say it's my fault, because I'm not really patient when it comes to people who don't have the ability to have a conversation. So I like people who think deep. I like to have conversation with people. I like fun people. I don't like boring people. So my experiences so far have been with boring people. So there isn't that compatibility between from myself and them. So most of my dating experiences come from foreigners who have something in common.
Okay. So now, we'll also look at the customs, although you touched a bit about it. And then let's talk about, I don't know if you've, you know, been to any tourist site over there.
Tourism, cool. Well, I mean, yeah, there are a few monuments here and there. But so for Düsseldorf, I think there is like basically in the Altstadt, which is the old city around the city center, you'll find where they make beer, where they produce beer. So it's a place you might want to see. And you've got like monumental wise, it leaves a lot to be desired for. I'm not really a big fan because it's not really much to say. But if you obviously look at places like Munich and Berlin, yeah, that's a whole different ballgame because in Berlin, you can see the whole, like, you know, when Germany was divided east and west, you can see where the wall used to be, the Charlie Point. There's a lot of things you can see in Berlin. And then obviously Munich, if you go on a tour of Munich, you can see the actual place where the whole Biergarten started from, the actual Oktoberfest where it started from.
Okay.
There's a place there where you can see, and then you can have a tour of the traditional bars where you can drink specific type of German beer. And what else did I see in Munich? And then you can see the old parliament. Basically, there is a, in, where is it? I forgot the name of the place now, from Karlplatz, Tacus, and you walk in, you can see like an old parliament. You can see the difference in infrastructure between the old parliament. So a part of it was burnt down. And then you can see how they joined with the new part, which is like you can see the clear new structure of the building. So you see that as well in Munich. Yeah, I mean, there's a few things, but it's mainly Munich and Berlin. And I think also in Munich, you also get to see the BMW factory.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to see BMW factory. And what else is there? I mean, there are a couple of things. If you go to Bremen, I think, no, Wolfsburg, you can see the Volkswagen car. That's where the manufacturer is as well, in Wolfsburg. You can also see their own manufacturer. The city is just from the manufacturer. And also very close to me here, Leverkusen, there's Bayer, the producers of medicine. I don't know if you know them in Nigeria as well. But the Bayer producer of medicine, BY.
Yeah, yeah.
The city is just 20 minutes from here, Bayer. And it's like a... So yeah, I mean, those things are basically scattered around. But the highlights, you definitely found the highlights in Munich and Berlin, for sure.
Okay. So now, as we wind up, what are some of the advice you give to someone who are kind of planning or thinking of relocating to Germany? Like, what are the do's and don'ts?
Relocating to Germany. Well, first thing first, I would say you need to be mentally tough. You need to have it in your head that no matter what, you're going to stay focused on what you need to achieve. It's quite challenging. So I would say if you're in Nigeria coming over here, try your best to pick up little words in German. Just little words. If you can take like a crash course in German just to get the basics, just to open your mindset a little bit to the language, it's really helpful. Helps because in this country here, Germany, like for example, communication is just the biggest thing. Because I know people in Italy who don't speak Italian, but they're doing well. But in Germany, if you're not speaking German, you're in trouble. You can't do much. You're stuck, essentially. So I would say the language, and I would say prepare for a very, very horrible weather. Like the weather is just, like for example, today it's been raining the whole day.
Okay.
It has been raining the whole day. And I also say prepare for a cultural shock, especially for Nigerians. What we know back home and what's happening here is just different. So prepare for language, the whole weather and cultural shock, for sure. Those three things are definitely things to watch out for when you come here.
Okay. So now, can you also, you know, touch about the do's and don'ts?
Do's and don'ts. Obviously, do's, I would say try to link up with fellow Nigerians, you know, try and gather much information as you can in terms of where you're living, the state you're in, how to go about your paperwork, how to go about getting things that you need to better yourself, really. And the don'ts, what can I say about don'ts? I don't know, really. It's hard to tell. Don't. I mean, I don't really have any don'ts, to be honest.
Okay. Okay, so thank you so much for being on the show.
A pleasure, man. A pleasure. I've been meaning to be here for a while now. I'm happy we can finally get this done.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And this is Nigerians to the World. And as we close, we'd like you to close with bye bye in German.
Also, was kann ich sagen? Let me see. it was fun. So I would say in German, we just say choose. That's bye in German. Choose.
Choose, okay. Yeah. Choose. Okay, bro. It was fun having you.
Okay, pleasure, man. Yeah, thank you for having me.
You are listening to the No Ninja series. We bring you amazing facts and history of Nigeria and its people. Follow us on Twitter at No Ninja Pod. Would you like to support us? Please go check out our Patreon page in the description. You can also advertise your businesses here. Reach out to us through our email, noninjapodcast@gmail.com.